when you guys went up there for those joint practices, did it benefit you as much as you thought it would?
I thought it would for our team. You know, I thought that we were able to get a lot out of it. So, yeah.
A couple of players said they thought that really gave that us show them where they were, and also springboard them for the rest of the preseason. Do you feel like it created any kind of the confidence or?
No, I thought for me it created, you know, how much work we had ahead of ourselves, you know. I learned a lot when I was up there and as a coach, and I thought to myself that, you know, we've this is the beginning, and you know, we really have a long way to go. I mean, that's how I felt.
What have you taken away from your past experiences against Brady?
It's very difficult to beat. You know, I said it one time. Someone said, "Where's the toughest place to play?" And I said, Gillette Stadium in New England. They were like, "Come on!" I'm like, "What do you mean? Look at their record." You know, I mean, look, and you know, and you know, it's. I've always thought it was the most difficult place I've ever played.
How do you defend Gronk?
I don't know if you can.
What did you think of Jared Wilson against the Steelers when he played?
Good. I think he's kind of, you know, gone the same way that you know, a lot of players on the team, where you know, they're asked to fill in a role. It's going to be something that, you know, it's going to be one of those, whether it's during the week or whether it's a get in there. You know, he's done that a couple times though this year, and no one's really has noticed it, and we feel very comfortable, you know, with him, you know, being out there. I mean, he's done a nice job, played well on teams for us, and has done a good job going in there. So, you know, I give him a lot of credit. He's one of those guys that, you know, flies under the radar from a perception outside the building, but really does a good job of working during the week and preparing himself.
All about Gronk, what makes him such a unique matchup?
Size, catch radius. Everything that you see on tape, really.
When you're going against somebody with that sort of talent, is there a balance in devoting extra attention to that person, but also staying within your principles?
I mean, you gotta stick with, you know, everyone has ways to do things, you know what I'm saying, within their systems, you know, what they have to do. So, you know, it's like I said, it's just, you know, it's a challenge. I don't think anyone's really figured it out yet. I mean, the guy is, you know, outstanding in that position, and, you know, he's always been productive. That's why he's going to go down as probably one of the best tight ends that's ever played.
Could Jalen match up with him?
I don't know. I've never seen him on him.
In theory?
I haven't looked at that yet, so it'd be hard, you know, to see the skills or what we were looking for or what we wanted to.
Doug, now that you've had a year to kind of assess how things have gone here, how would you say that you have – what specifically have you feel like you've done differently here than in your first stop? What did you learn the most that helped you?
Like, you mean from like when I was at Syracuse or when I was at Buffalo or when I was at what?
Buffalo to here.
I just think, you know, when people talk about experience, you know, you gain experience, you know, what does that mean? I think things become, you know, you start to learn more of what's, okay, this is important. Maybe this is not as important, you know, and then you create, maybe it's just a more of a comfort in that. I don't know. I just know I feel more comfortable. I can't really put it into words. You know what I'm saying? As far as like specific things or things of that nature, I just feel very comfortable. I feel comfortable in everything here.
Speaking of experience, Doug, a lot of the guys were saying last week they knew the Steelers were going to make plays, but it was up to them to kind of stay cool and not panic, and they didn't. Usually that comes with a lot of experience. This team doesn't have so much playoff experience. Where do you think it comes from this team, to not kind of panic in that way and keep responding?
I think, you know, they play for each other, you know, and the coaches and the players do a good job of remaining focused on the sideline, you know, when we come off about, you know, getting ready for the next series, you know, and putting ourselves, you know, hey, this is what happened. This is what we have to do a better job of. This is some of the adjustments we're going to make. You know, let's go out there and let's get ready to stop them. And there's a good, you know, the one thing I would say about this team is it's pretty close from the standpoint of, and it's one of the things you need to be successful. It's pretty close from the three phases: offense, defense, and special teams. You know, working together and supporting each other.
Was that as good as you've seen Leonard at any point in the second half of the season, the way he ran yesterday?
I've seen him like that during the year, you know, but we're always looking for him to play better. Like I always tell him, you know, we can get more out of you. You can do more, you know. The minute I can't, then I don't have a job. That's why I say it. And I'm not talking about Leonard. I'm talking about any player, you know, in general. You know, you're just trying to get more out of him.
What'd you make of, like, 10,000 fans here last night? What did it mean to you and the players to have that kind of response?
I thought it was cool. I mean, I thought that, you know, for me, it's or, you know, I can only talk for myself. It's hard to enjoy. You win a game, you know, after that game's over, my mind's, you know, what we could have done a better job in that game, and my mind's already on to, you know, hey, you know, the next opponent. So I think it's, you know, one thing in this profession, at least for me, it's very hard to enjoy those things. But I do find a lot of joy for myself when I see other people happy with the success, whether it be the players, especially the fans, you know, and I said that from the beginning. So, you know, for, you know, to I give an example. So on Friday, I went to a high school basketball game last Friday. No, last Thursday? Thursday, yeah. Thanks, Tad, for keeping me on schedule. So last Thursday, I went to a high school basketball game. So I went to, you know, the JV played first. So when I went to the school, there was a ton of people that had, like, you know, Jaguar stuff on. You know, and I was like, holy cow, that's good. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that, you know, when I was first had gotten here. And I think that, and I've said this many times, you know, we appreciate the support. It's something that we needed to earn. But at the end of the day, you know, the fans don't, and it goes back to when I was a player. When I first went to Syracuse University, and I was from New York. My first year, we were 2-9, and out of the freshmen, I didn't even play. And I remember when I, you know, in that school, that, you know, you get a shirt, it would say Syracuse football or a sweatshirt. And I remember when I would go home, it was embarrassing to wear. You know, people go, oh, you guys stink, or your team's bad, or, you know. So, I mean, you even got to a point when you went out, it was like, you know, you don't want to wear that shirt. You're not going to – no girl's even going to speak to you. You know what I'm saying? You know?
You got the basketball jersey.
You know what I – exactly. Yeah. I didn't have the basketball body, though, right? So that was my experience, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger. So, you know, everywhere I've been, I've always felt the same way that, you know, the people that support you, you want to be able to do a good job so that they can – when they're around, whether it's the water cooler – or a moment they could spend with their kids, or a moment, you know what I'm saying, when they're in the airport or they're traveling, and they can wear, you know, the team logo or say they support the team and not be ridiculed. I just always believed in that. I grew up in a sports town, you know what I'm saying, and I know what it's like, you know, when your team's not doing well and all the crap you take, you know. So for me, I get a lot of joy when I see people that are proud, you know, of their team. And I see the players that are happy with their performance, and I see a building. That's probably, you know, the joy that I look at the most of what occurs.
Is it a Bulls game?
Hmm?
Bulls game?
It was that BK, JV.
Was it, all those things you just mentioned, you could probably apply to Blake for a lot of the kind of heat he's taken and now kind of getting a lot of love out there for kind of what he's done in the last couple weeks.
Well, the one thing about Blake that I know is he doesn't change, you know what I'm saying, from that regard. And, you know, he understands that, as well as we all do, that, you know, you're going to be judged on your performance. And, you know, and we're going to have to, you know, go out there and play well. When we play well, you know, there's going to be good things. And if we don't play well, then there's going to be bad things. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the sport that we play.
Earlier, Jalen's comments yesterday at the rally.
You know, I just, you know, you come back and, you know, you got all the fans here and things of that nature. And, you know, obviously that's something that everybody, you know, they want to do when you get this close. You know, whether you have to say it or not, you know, the one thing I do know, you know, the road to it always leads, through New England. So, you know, our focus, you know, isn't on anything else but the New England Patriots. You know, that's exactly, you know, what our whole team will be focused on. It'll be a great challenge for us, obviously, and we're going to have to, you know, have a great week.
Tayshaun Gibson was in a boot today. Is there a concern about his availability for the late Sunday?
I think, you know, there's always a concern, you know, for any of the athletes. I think, you know, within the next 48 hours and, you know, seeing how things turn out, you know, we'll see how it goes. So, you know, you get guys, you play a big physical game like that, and you got some guys that are banged up, but, you know, you're playing in the conference championship, so I my experience has been pretty much everybody's fighting to get back. So I think we'll see how that week goes with him.
Malik said earlier in the year when asked, you know, hey, if you're going to face the Patriots in the playoffs, does working with them for a week really help you out? And he said, yeah, if they make it. And everybody kind of got a laugh. Is it that kind of confidence? Is it player bravado? Where do you see the line that guys – need to have that kind of confidence to play at a very high level so consistently as you have to do in the playoffs?
I think it starts obviously your preparation. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, work extremely hard in that phase, not just, you know, the film work and the game plan stuff, but also on the field during that week. This is one of the things that we've done a good job of. But the question is, I always say, you know, what's going to happen when you get punched in the mouth? You know, because I think, you know, once you get punched in the mouth or you get double teamed and, you know, you lose a gap or, you know, you give up a big play, you know, how are you going to be able to come back, you know, from that? So I think there's a lot of things you can do during the week to help yourself, but I think once that whistle blows and that game plays, how you come back that next play is important, because no matter who you are, you're going to get knocked down, and it's just a matter of how you get back up and play.
How impressive have you been by T.J. Yeldon this year to stay ready, even though his touches may fluctuate week to week?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, for all of them. I mean, you know, T.J., let's see, the one game he came in, I think, against Indianapolis, right? Came in and had an outstanding game. And like I said before, I mean, and I think I said this in the press conference, or maybe someone had asked me a similar question. You know, it's probably been the biggest thing we've been struggling with is managing, you know, those players, because I sometimes the coach will say, he'll say, listen, we can play all – I have no issue with any of them, you know, that are in there. I thought that TJ did an outstanding job. He showed some burst. He blocked well. Thought he ran the football hard. So, you know, he was ready to go. But, you know, the management of that position has been – you know, it's been tough all year because, you know, we like all of them.
Blake made a
I guess, kind of a big deal about the stick song that you guys played in practice and stuff. And he said when he came on the game, it fired him up. You guys are that detail-oriented, you know, in preparation to even go as far as...
Of course I am, Mike. Come on. I'm a detailed guy.
Did you not miss the weather question last week?
Yeah.
Well, the weather's different than this.
What do you mean the weather's different? Why? It's an atmosphere, right? I mean, it's the environment. You know,
I mean, why did you guys do it?
Tommy Shaw is awesome. Tommy Shaw wrote the song. You know, we even go into who's written the song, why it was written, what's going on.
That's all.
Yeah. No, but I think a lot of it's like, you know, worked a lot of noise last week. We'll work a lot of noise this week. You know, normally we just go ahead and we get the playlist from the stadiums that we play in and play them. And I just think it's, you know, I'm probably overthinking a lot of things, but, you know, just trying to, you know, get them as used to the environment as you can. You know, so when those things come on and they hear those things, they've heard it during the week, and it's great.
I'm trying to piss them off a little bit.
Really? Why would that piss them off?
So they hear it all the time, hear it all, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I don't play it like that. It's not like...
It's not like... Played it. He was like, "I'm so tired of hearing that damn thing." So, you know what I mean?
I don't.
Leap out that. Please.
Okay. Yeah, I was happy. That's my kind of music. So it was good for me.
Culture change. Mark Drapel, we talked about culture change, and then you were even saying that it doesn't always happen overnight or in a year. It takes time. Is there one thing that's made it, allowed it to happen in such a seemingly short period of time?
The players that are here, I mean they get the credit for that. You know, it's
because of what they went through.
No, for giving our staff, you know, the opportunity to say, hey, listen, this is what we want to do. This is what we believe in as coaches or you know, as an organization. This is how we want to handle ourselves, and we're still working towards that. It's not you know, exactly where, you know, it's not perfect by any means, but at least, you know, sometimes you come in and they're like, nope, you know, that's not it. Now it's a battle. Now it's a point of, you know, whether, you know, you have to make some changes and personnel moves and get rid of some people, you know, things of that nature. But I just think that, you know, I think, like I said before, when the way they've handled it, you know, when, you know, guys came in and first started sitting down and talking, it was like, okay, hey, let's go give this a shot. You know, let's see if this works. And, you know, that's the first thing that you need. And then obviously you're going to work through the other things that come up during the year. But that's probably the most important thing.
As a follow-up,
is this the most fun year you've had in coaching?
I never have fun, Gene. I'm just telling you.
You're winning the last 10 minutes?
I like winning, but I'm so not a fun person. That's my problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think when I look back, I will say that it was fun. People always say the same thing. Hey, make sure, like, people that know me well will be like, hey, make sure you enjoy it. And I sit there and I go, psh, yeah. Like, how do you enjoy it? I don't know. I mean, my mind right now is focused on, you know, digging into, you know, New England, you know, and seeing what's going on. I'll tell you what, I was happy I was happy for the fans. I mean, at that point, those things make me happy, you know. I'm happy that, you know, we can still have these meetings, you know, and get together in these press conferences. You know, I don't look at it as like, oh, we won, I got another week of press conferences. You know what I'm saying? I kind of look, you know, I think it, you know, those are the things. I give a lot of credit to the guys here. It's been, you know, the media is something I struggled with, you know, in the past when people say, what have you learned or what have you gotten better from? You know, I just feel here, for whatever reason, you know, I just feel comfortable with the guys in this room. You know, who?
Tad's done a good job.
No, I'll try again. No.
All right. Thank you, guys.
and on that one.